Cash fed cattle prices climbed higher Friday. Beef cow slaughter is running about 11% ahead of last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 29th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices surged higher on Friday. Live prices were mainly $3 to $4 higher at mostly $114 to $115 a hundredweight, except for $2 to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $112 to $113. Dress sales were $6 higher at $180. According to AMS analysts, positive packer margins continue to encourage aggressive cattle slaughter. Fed cattle prices also gained from the seasonal boost to wholesale beef values. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value was $5.54 higher Friday afternoon at $213.47 a hundredweight. Select was $4.59 higher at $198.83. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says middle meats are driving the increase in wholesale beef values. He explains middle meat purchases in October are generally due to buyers gearing up for the holiday season and trying to purchase inventory before rib and loin prices reach their seasonal peak. Higher fed cattle prices, strengthening wholesale beef values, and apparent position squaring helped lift cattle futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 86 cents higher Friday, across a range of 50 cents to $1.32 higher. Week to week on Friday, they were an average of $1.49 higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold $2 lower to $2 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, amid increased auction volume as the fall run picked up steam. In fact, AMS analysts say auction receipts were the largest since January. However, the lack of trucks stalled demand in some areas. As the AMS reporter on hand for Thursday's sale at Billings Livestock Commission in Montana explained, transportation continues to be an issue as trucks are tight with many contract calves moving in the country. Buyers are reluctant to purchase calves, they say, without immediate transportation as health concerns snowball the longer calves are under stress. As for demand, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, pointed out in his weekly market comments, stocker budgets for winter grazing still look quite favorable unless grazing delays stretch out too long and cut days available for winter grazing excessively. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents higher Friday. Week to week, not counting expiring October or newly minted away October, they are an average of 88 cents higher. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were mostly higher Friday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary explained, except for scattered showers east of the Mississippi River, weather during the week was dry and conducive to harvest. The 7-day forecast looks largely similar, they say, except for some rain possible in the southern plains and southeastern Midwest. Wheat bids were steady to 38 cents higher. Soybean bids were 3.25 to 7.25 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 12 cents higher. Corn bids were 6.75 to 18.75 cents higher, while corn futures closed mostly 4 to 6 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices declined sharply on Friday, with continued investor jitters about rising interest rates and global trade. The decline came in spite of positive economic news that included the U.S. economy growing at 3.5% in the third quarter, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 296 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 46 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 151 points. AMS provides some perspective on cattle slaughter so far this year. Year-to-date, through September, it was 2.6% above last year and 8.6% above the previous three-year average. Year-to-date, they say steer slaughter is 1.2% less than last year, while heifer slaughter is 7.6% more. According to AMS, muddy pen conditions and lower temperatures the first week in October contributed to a decline in carcass weights, with steer carcass weights of 199 pounds the week of October 13th. That was 4 pounds less than the previous week. AMS analysts add that year-to-date beef cow slaughter is 10.7% above a year ago and 22.8% above the previous three-year average. With that many more beef cows in the slaughter mix, they say some analysts are wondering about how realistic late 2019 live cattle futures prices are at the current $114 to $116. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 29th of October. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.